Well, the good news, I think, Bill, in general, is that the codependent is much more often apt to say, geez, I'm feeling controlled, or this doesn't feel right. They tend to be very nurturing, loving people. And so they might share with a friend, or they might certainly be in prayer about it if they're a believer. They might bounce it off, a pastor. And then once they, but and they also notice they're building resentment. And that's the dilemma of the codependent, Bill, is they build resentment over time towards their spouse because they're so frustrated because they don't feel safe to speak their truth. They say, well, it won't go well if I don't speak my truth. And I always say, you're right, it won't go well, but you've got to start speaking your truth. So the good news is usually the codependent's much more apt to come into the counseling process than the controlling person. The controlling person doesn't realize they're running their spouse over with a truck every day emotionally, because they don't know anything's wrong. They're just kind of, being aggressive, and their mood dominates the home, and they don't hear anything, so they're just kind of going along. So it doesn't mean it's all the codependent's fault by any means, but the codependent, the good news is the way God has made us is we are supposed to have a voice. We are supposed to speak truth. We are supposed to have that balance of the truth of Jesus and the grace of Jesus.
Now, will the codependent have a really hard time introducing into the conversation that they feel that they might be codependent? How do you talk about maybe I'm in a codependent relationship? Because the last thing you want to do is rock the boat.
You said it so well. And that's why they usually come back to me after the first week and say, that was horrible advice. I'm never seeing you again. Because here's where it gets really tricky, is they think they're outside of God's will when it doesn't go well, right? I mean, well, I didn't do that right, that my spouse had a hissy fit, or they stopped talking to me, or they blame me for everything. And so that must not have been what God called me to. I said, well, let's look in the Gospels here and say that, there's it's messy sometimes, but we clearly Jesus spoke his truth. I mean, with the Pharisees, people that needed to hear truth, he spoke it. It's not about being mean-spirited. It's just about saying, hey, when you said that this afternoon, my feelings got really hurt, and I'd like you not to talk to me like that. And that's hurtful to me. Now, the controlling person is not going to receive that well, but guess what? Now we've had what I call my first boundary, where that issue is now on the table, and if that happens again, it's going to get on the table again. And that's the only way I've seen codependency be healed. And actually, that's the only way I've ever seen a controlling person or even narcissistic person get better, is if they start realizing that, their actions do hurt and their words do have consequences. So, but you said it so well, Bill, it's really tough for the codependent to take that first step.